Water hour.
Oh, wow.
Executive Committee meeting Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013, 4:30 p.m. Call to order our meeting. Roll call now. Councilman Retta is here. Councilwoman Dillon is here. Councilmember Cartier, Weiner, Hollins, Smiley, Street, Bell,
Sheldon,
and Kilpatrick.
I know those two mixed up.
We now have approval of minutes.
So motion to approve.
Second. Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, non-voters? So move. Agenda item 3R13-031, consenting to the appointment of Alan Mattis for the position of Community Services General Manager. Our President, you see in your package, we have a resume for Mr. Mattis. I will say in short that he is prepared and ready to serve. Please stand, sir. Let's welcome him to our session. And if there are any comments or questions to Mr. Mattis, you may do that now. Council. Cartier.
You know, we've had a lot of changes in the leadership of the various divisions of county government since I've been here, and you always look at change and trying to figure out where we're going and so forth, and I'm very happy to say I liked the interview with Mr. Mattis, and I came away extremely reassured and pleased that he has the experience and the breadth of knowledge to lead this very important division of county government, which administers our HUD dollars and very significant amounts of that federal money. And in the issue of housing, he has a lot of experience with that. So I feel very confident about his future leadership, and we'll be supporting his bid to become our next General Manager of Community Services.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilman Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
My friendship with Alan goes back to the mid-50s. That tells everyone that we're older kids. We enjoyed the same recreational programs together at the old Jewish Community Center back on 5th and French Street. And I saw him through as many iterations of his career. His family knows my family, and I have a lot of respect for he and the work that he's done, and also for his service in the United States Air Force as well. And I will be supporting Alan.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Any other comments? Councilman Hollins and Councilmember Dillon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've known Alan for quite some time myself. We were part of the same administration in the city when I started my political career. Alan was there working for the city in a similar capacity. And I had a very good conversation with him a week ago. I believe that he has the requisite familiarity with HUD regulations. He's very much in tune to affordable housing. That really rang a bell with me. We're sort of on the same page about the needs of affordability. And Alan has experience in that area, not only here in Newcastle County, but in other experiences across the country. So I want to welcome him, and I'm pleased that he's decided to accept this responsibility.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilmember Dillon.
I would just like to echo the comments of our senior co-chair of community services and just say welcome aboard.
Thank you. Can we help you out?
The cane.
Any other words, comments for Mr. Mattis? Mr. Mattis, would you like to address the body?
I'd just like to say thank you. And I spent most of my career on the other end in support. This is really the first real opportunity I've had to lead, and I'm very excited. It's an excellent group of individuals that are incredibly talented and mission-driven, and it really is an honor and a privilege to be able to lead them forward, especially in these, I don't want to say trying times, but difficult times. And it's our hope that, you know, bottom line, we serve our constituents. Thank you very much for your support and kind words. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I look forward to bringing your name up tonight for vote.
Thank you.
Thank you for confirmation. Public discussion.
I just wanted to say, too, that I've been Alan Mattis for many, many years, and I'm here with Midfield, and that I, too, have a great respect for his work and for him as an individual. We're very old friends. As a matter of fact, we share a birthday.
Same birthday. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, day after tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yes. Councilmember Smiley.
I'm just curious, do you share the same full birthday or
no.
just month and day?
I wasn't going to say anything.
You raised the issue.
Open the door.
Councilmember Tack is joining us.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave that to your imagination.
Well, that's scary.
You don't want to. Why would you say that?
I'm sorry, that was Holly Shen.
Holly Shen. Let us continue with the agenda.
Good thing.
R13-032, consenting to the appointment of Joseph Bryant Jr. for the position of Director of Public Safety. The President, again, his resume should be attached in your booklet. I will say, as I've said about Alan, Mr. Bryant is prepared and ready to serve. Mr. Bryant is here. Let's welcome Mr. Bryant.
Applause or concern?
Councilmember Powers has joined us. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that when you look at Joe Bryant's resume, it speaks for itself. Very extensive, very impressive, lifetime commitment to public safety and serving others. I had the privilege of not only working with Joe in the Newcastle County Public Safety Department, Police Department, but also as his budget manager at the Delaware River and Bay Authority Police Department. Joe is a man of good character. He's a man of integrity, committed to his family and to his community services programs. And so he's an excellent choice as our new public safety director. He'll serve us well. And you know, I think that he's the right man for the job. So,
thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Wider.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. I would just like to echo the comments made by a fellow councilman and say that Joseph Bryant and I have known each other since 1971. We went to University of Delaware together. We also worked our way through school together, washing dishes at the University of Delaware Russell Dining Hall. And enough said about that, except you learn a lot with someone when you're washing pots and pans together. We also have mutual friends and family members that we know very well. I also know that he served with distinction in our county police. And when we had our meeting, he just infused enthusiasm about working with our chief of police and the programs that Chief Setting is undertaking, and with our other division heads. And I can see we've got the cement of a real team working together, and I'm excited about supporting your nomination.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Diller, Councilman Holland, Councilman Ratter.
I'd just like to say, I'm so glad that you're willing to serve. It's a delight to meet someone who's had experience on the district that I represent. You served for a while on the Route 4 corridor, and that's great. But, you know, your experience speaks for itself, and we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Councilman Holland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I remember Joe Bryant as Major Bryant when he was here before. He was highly respected, not only by the community, but by the force itself. And then he comes back in a new capacity. And then, everything I can understand, the brass of the police department, the members of the police department at large, supports his return. I think he's established an excellent record for himself in police work, but also an excellent record in the professions of police by being chief of so many members of the chiefs of police with so many different organizations. So I just welcome you back and thank you for coming back to take on this new responsibility. And I believe that you'll do a good job. And you got a council here that feels that, as I told you in our interview, that feels that we have a very good police department, and I think you'll be a great asset to that.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Holland. Councilman Redder.
Thank you. I met with Joe last week. We sat and talked. And the one thing I was really impressed with is that He said he's coming home. And that's a good thing, because the people that are around him, there's some new faces that he hasn't seen, and some old faces that might still be there. And one good thing about it, he came out of this department, and he knows the situation and how things run. And same thing with the 911 and the EMS. So that's a good thing. There's somebody actually came out of the rank and file that's going to be there.
Councilman Tackett. Thank you, Councilman Brennan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. I, too, welcome Joe on board and wish him well. And, I know everybody's shared a lot of experience, how they've known him for a long time, and I, too, will share that I probably have known Joe, last Friday? First met you? Well, so we had a good chat. And, he did share that he was excited to come on board, and that's always good to hear. So, and I'm sure you'll find a receptive council, and we certainly are going to welcome, your thoughts and ideals and the vision that you may have and any concepts that you're going to want to enact there, because you have a very unique position over there. And we're certainly going to hear, your vision on how you're going to interact, and I'll call you the mortar of the over there than the concrete, but we'll be excited to work with you.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Cartier, and Councilman Street.
Yes, I had an extensive interview with Mr. Bryant, and I got to go back to what I said in the beginning. Some of these divisions of their county government, there's been too much change, frankly, too many actings, too many people coming and going too soon. And I'm really looking forward to your leadership with the depth of experience that you bring to the job, the experience with county government to, make the public safety administration of this county, top rate, and bring unity and your leadership skills to the most important function that we do in county government. When I relate to the public in meetings, I constantly put out to them that most of the tax money we receive goes to public safety. It is, a fundamental mission for us to protect life and property. And, I know that you have the skill set to bring to the job and make it happen. So I look forward to your leadership.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I guess I'm kind of excited. I'm looking to my right, and I'm looking at history that this administration is making. We already have the first African-American county attorney, and for him, for Joe, to come in as first African-American director of public safety, I'm excited. Far too often, during the course of presentation from our police department, from our public safety department, front lines been brought in, top brass brought in, and more often than not, it's been devoid of color. I have been concerned about diversity for the 8 years I've been on council. And quite frankly, Mr. President, I didn't think this would happen. I didn't think I'd see it. I'm very, very pleased. I too went to school with Joe. I was in front of him. He was a youngster. I watched his career and followed it, all the things that he did, because he had many, many firsts. And I also think, even though there was only one mistake he made, I think it was on the charter line at Kappa Alpha Psi University of Delaware. I had said that in November, I told you I was no longer willing to serve as co-chair of public safety.
Yes.
I had also said that I was not going to support anything that was sent over from the administration for public safety until I saw major substantive progress. This nomination tonight, in my view, is substantive major progress. So I will end the protest and henceforth vote up or down on the merits of whatever is brought over. I'm real, real excited. I'm excited about the history that's being made. I commend the administration for having the courage to make that history. And hopefully history will say that it was good history, it made a difference, and some of the issues and concerns I've had, if they can be addressed at this point in time, I have every confidence that Joe Bryant can provide the leadership necessary to address it.
Thank you. Well said, for the record. Thank you, sir. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
With all due respect to Councilman Street, I just want to set the record straight that, and congratulations to the new Public Safety Director, Joe Bryant, but Ron Frazier was Public Safety Director, who was also African American. So you are the second person. I just want the record to be straight.
Thank you. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Public Safety Chair.
Just for the record, and I think that this is something that we're all sensitive to and aware of.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I have the highest regard for Joe and his appointment, but in light of the fact that I'm still currently employed as the budget manager to the Del River and Bay Authority Police Department, and Joe was our colonel and has just retired within the last 2 weeks and has accepted the job as an appointed position with our county government, and with my position being elected as a county councilman, I will actually be recusing from the actual confirmation vote. But I want to be sure on the record that you heard loud and clear what I said earlier, and that I, as one of the public safety chairs, will work extremely close with Director Bryant in the future and public safety as I have in the past.
Thank you for your transparency, Mr. Bell. Any other comments from council?
I'll just say, given my track record thus far this evening, it's best I not comment. I may jeopardize his appointment.
Second.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Mr. Bryant, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you. As it was said, I'm back home. It really feels good to be back home. I talked about it this morning in one of our meetings. I am so excited about being back home, the place where I was born and raised professionally in this organization. All that I have came from Newcastle County in every sense of the word. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be here as your public safety director. I understand my duties and my responsibilities. I clearly understand, and I think my staff understands that I do understand what we're responsible for doing in this county. We will be available to you. We will open our doors up to you. We invite you to come over and spend time with us. We will talk to you about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's not in jeopardy, it's not jeopardizing the case, or something close to that. So just, you know, we're going to be transparent. We're going to be thorough in what we do and how we do it. If you haven't had the opportunity to stop over and see this predictive policing program that our acting chief has started, it's something to behold. I've seen a lot of programs around the country over my 37 years of service. I've never seen anything like this at all. You have to get over there. You have to see it. We have some great police officers. We have some great paramedics. We have a great, outstanding dispatch center and personnel in there, as well as emergency preparedness. We're going to come together as a group, and we're going to function as one team from this day forward. So again, thank you for your comments around the table, including that of Mr. Smiley. I look forward to working with you all. Please feel free, if you have any questions, any concerns, please reach out to me. Thank you.
I was well pleased with my interviews with Mr. Mattis and Mr. Bryant, and I concur with my esteemed colleagues in their comments. But acknowledge all of the personnel from the administration that's here this afternoon. So good to see you all. We will move now to Agenda item number 5, executive session involving a strategy session, which will include legal advice and opinion from outside counsel of Newcastle County Council regarding the current and pending litigation entitled Save Our County versus Newcastle County Council. Before we move into executive session to discuss litigation and strategy for Newcastle County Council and Save Our County versus Newcastle County, I would like to introduce our outside counsel in the case.
Do we need a motion to go into executive session?
Yeah. We do.
Are you
going to
introduce?
Yeah. Coming out of order.
If you could, point of order, please. Point of order. If you could wave when I introduce you, I appreciate it. From the firm of Smith, Katzenstein, Jenkins, LLP, or Robert Bob Katzenstein. I'm not pronouncing that right.
Yes, sir.
Good. Please wave your hand, sir. It's Bob and Kathy Miller. Thank you both for being here today. I move that we go into executive session for the purposes of discussing litigation strategy in the case of Save Our County versus Newcastle County Council and obtaining advice from our outside and in-house counsel on the pending litigation. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. I ask that everyone except for Bob and Kathy and counsel to the council and my legislative aide, Anthony, who will take the minutes for the executive session, please leave the room at this time. We will reconvene in open session after discussion.
Trusted. I thought I was a trusted.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Thank you. Not in this regard.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem.
Whatever you want. Yeah, well, George made one.
Okay. He's got one written.
Well, we need she's got it all written.
I think it's all written. Anybody coming in?
Doors open. That's up to them to get
in. We have concluded our executive session. No votes were taken.
Is this back on?
Where's the record? Yes. Is it back on?
Yeah.
I will now make a motion regarding.
Oh. Need a motion to come out of executive session.
I thought we did that.
I thought we just
we
did that.
We
just
did that.
Yeah.
Good. Now make a motion regarding that session. I move that pursuant to the strategy discussion that took place in executive session, that Mr. Katzenstein and Mrs. Miller be authorized by this body to file a letter with the court in the matter of Save Our County versus Newcastle County by this Friday, based on the strategy discussed and with the latitude to make changes required by changed circumstances, other filings, legal judgment, and refinement as appropriate, and as ultimately approved by the President, President Pro Tem, and Council to the Council. As you are aware, the entirety of the Council will be unable to meet for the final tweaks and changes before Friday due to actual time constraints and the requirements of the Freedom of Information Act. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Retta?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Weiner?
Yes.
Pro Tem?
Yes.
Smiley?
Yes.
Street?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Tackett?
Yes.
Sheldon?
Yes.
Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Bullock? Yes. So we're returning to our, it's been moved now, we return to our regular agenda.
Was there something needed?
There was another motion.
Was that another motion?
Yeah, on that 7. Was that
one? Oh, Council Penrose's yeah. Point. Yeah. Council's
right.
Point.
Did we, there's a couple. Said something
pages 1 and 7. Yeah.
We took care of that?
I think it yeah, okay. Wasn't included yeah. In my motion.
Okay.
That's all some right. Language in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tweaking.
Okay.
That takes care of the tweaks.
I think that. Covers that.
Yeah,
good after your stay.
Agenda item number 6.
Do we need Mr. Boyle for that?
Please, yeah. Let's get him just in case. He's down there eating dinner.
Yeah, he walked by with a plate.
Well, let's move in. If you have any questions, he'll be here by that time.
We must need somebody else for 6 months.
Approval to contract photographer for council president and council group photographs.
Put out an RFP? Is that what's going on?
Motion, whatever the standard is.
Second.
Move in second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved.
That's done.
Can we get the same person?
Council staff award presentations. The honorees are not here, but we're going to go forward with it.
They're getting them whether they want them or not.
Yeah. Council member whose aide is being honored, that you would stand in their place. Receive Tara Finnegan, 10 years.
Oh. Let her get her own.
Oh, boy.
Wow, 10 years.
Tough guy.
She has a wonderful pen and a certificate from the administration.
She's going to be disappointed.
Are they coming in?
Because
are they coming in?
Yeah. Let her make the analogy that it doesn't equal 2.5%.
I thought it was a certification you were getting reviewed.
There's probably no, what is it called?
10 years for...
There's no cartridge in the pen.
Miss Holly.
That's what? 15.
Yay.
We have an award for you for your outstanding service.
Oh, how nice.
From the administration.
Oh, thank
10
you.
10 years.
10 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all. It's been a pleasure to serve you for the last decade. And I'd also like to thank my wonderful boss and friend, Betsy Gardner.
Outstanding. Betsy, you've been here
too many years.
Too many years, all right. And lastly, Mr. Pro Tem. Oh, that's Tara. Where's we're gonna take care of Tara. 10 years. You're honored today by the administration. Thank you so much. Job well done.
Don't forget to ask George. He got a trip to St. Lucia.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
She had plenty of time for it. She ain't making 11 years.
And Ms. Pro Tem, your aide.
That's
5 years. And she's getting a certificate and a wonderful cup.
Thank you very much. Thank you all very, very much.
Wow.
Give a bruise on his head, it'll match that cup.
Other?
Okay.
Any other business? Yeah. So public comment? Anything? Yes.
I have something other.
Smiley.
Other, and I'll just toss it out because I know everybody wants to go. Look at Councilwoman Dillon. Now, real quick, and I had some discussion with Kathy. I have a discussion with Betsy on this. Currently, council staff, i.e. Betsy and Kathy, reserve the Gilliam Building conference room whenever anyone wants it. I'd ask this council to consider turning that over to community services. I've had some discussion with them. The problem is, you reserve the room, you go over, you better go ahead of time because we're not setting the room up. It's not getting set up. If we turn it over to community services, they can take the reservation, they can coordinate it with special services, they can make sure everything's operational, they can have the room set up for us, the whole nine yards. So we don't have to discuss it in detail, just think about it. Because then they can look at it and say, okay, we got this, this, and this meeting in there next 3 days. If we set the room like this, it serves for all three meetings. I spent an hour over there setting it up the other day. I don't mind if that's the way council wants, but quite honestly, I don't think it's a good use of our staff time, and I don't think it's efficient for the use of the room.
I'm going to defer that to the co-chairs, Councilmember Dillon and Hollins. You all might want to huddle in light of time. You all can huddle on that. But work.
Holly's best friend would like to say something.
Betsy Gardner Park Council. I just wanted to say that it has become logistically difficult. We're getting complaints about the equipment. We don't even know what, Kathy doesn't know what equipment is there, the setup of the room, and this has been coming for, this has been happening over the last several months. It's becoming more difficult for us to do anything from here, but the scheduling, we have no responsibility.
That's a new problem.
Equipment.
If you all can address it, get back to us on that.
I don't see any problem.
But I just wanted to get it started. Get the process rolling.
Do you want to have a discussion about it? Or you want to just
I don't have any problem.
Is there a motion to get the process moving?
I don't have any motion.
So moved.
Moved by Tackett, second by
Cornet.
Get the process moving. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Also, on the other, if I have your attention before we go eat.
Well, we could tell him he doesn't get confirmed unless he agrees.
Okay. The process is almost over.
Okay, yeah, they want it. On the other, I just want to inform my esteemed colleagues that I will begin to meet on some regular basis with our staff and to make sure that we are moving forward any issues or concerns they may have in my role as president, and to be supportive, also address any issues that may arise in the future. And we will, I'll talk with Vince so we can arrange. I don't want to be a nuisance, but we want to make sure our staff is moving forward, and they're doing an excellent job. But I have a responsibility to support them and to report back to you. So we will, it won't be a every Monday kind of deal, because they don't want to see me that often. But we will establish a some regular kind of meeting. Just want to inform you on that. I know the past predecessors have had some practice in doing that, and I want to maintain that practice going forward. Any discussion? Good. Any public comment? Okay,
motion
Smiley.
Adjourned.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
See you downstairs.
Yeah, we didn't go through.